Good afternoon. You are tuned to XL Radio. Back for another episode. Currently listening to Steve Moore Knight. I have the pleasure this week of talking with the beautiful Paulie Douglas. He has selected an absolute killer selection of tracks and a really stunning interview that I'm excited to play. The setup for this one is a little bit different. You'll be able to hear that we are sitting on my porch outside. So we've got a lot of ambient sounds this week. But I hope it adds to the experience. For context, I first met Paulie playing one summery Sunday afternoon at M Pavilion. I was DJing and played a Sade track, and Paulie came up to me and bared his wrist, which had a little Sade tattoo on it, and we realized we had to be friends.
Only you, baby, Yeah, well, so where do I begin? My parents are from the West Indies, from the Caribbean, and they migrated to the UK in the 60s, like a lot of people from the West Indies. After World War II, the British government decided to, ask or offer their people in the colonies to come over and help rebuild the country and do the stuff that lots of British people didn't want to do. So I suppose I wouldn't actually be here because my parents are from two different islands and they probably wouldn't have met had they not migrated to the UK. And I suppose I grew up I was born in 71, and so I grew up in the 70s, and my parents, like, hugely into music. Not just my parents, but my also extended family side. On my mum's side, we had a brother. Her brother, Uncle Young, was really into jazz. Like, you'd go to his house, and it was wasn't a big house, and they had a living room that wasn't that big, but it was wall to wall record shelving with just records, and mainly jazz. That was his jam. Whereas at home, my parents listened to a lot of, a lot of soul, a lot of reggae, a lot of calypso. Dad was also into a bit of country.
Like American country?
Yeah, I think just at the time, I always feel like radio was... Every generation thinks that, like, the music they listen to or the radio they listen to is better than it was now, but I think it was just
different.
Especially in the 70s. And I'm actually... I love the music from the 70s, but I'm not a big fan of the 70s.
Mm.
Give me the 80s, I prefer them much more. But, for example, on a Sunday, the radio would be on from, like, the time we got up, and there used to be this show called Reggae Time, which I think still is a show that goes with this guy called David Rodigan. And then I think after that show was the country show. So it's just the radio was just on, so it went from one genre to another. And but it wasn't only just being played in my house. If you went onto the estate that I lived on, everyone would be playing the radio on a Sunday in the same show. So if you were a kid outside playing, even if you weren't getting it indoors, you were getting it from other people's, windows and whatnot. But I suppose we listened to so much music, and I suppose that influenced kind of the music I listen to now, definitely. Also being in the 70s, there was, I suppose, a lot going on that I was a kid and probably didn't... I mean, a lot of it I did understand, but some of it probably went over my head. But, when I think about some of the artists that were played at home, and Bob Marley's one of them, but I suppose it was at that time when my parents and my parents and their peers, their children that had been born in England, were kind of... I suppose it's quite... bizarre that, yesterday there was a protest in the city. But I feel like those things were happening then as well. And it was kind of like a lot of the music that we listened to were kind of, I don't want to say protest music, but we're talking about what was going on for Black British youth in the UK. And even songs that were about what was happening back in your parents' country. Lots of places became independent, got their independence from England. So, yeah, music, I suppose, from that period really has shaped the kind of stuff I'm into. But also having two cultures growing up in England, that, especially London, because I can't speak for the rest of England because I didn't grow up there. There was a real melting pot of cultures and peoples. And I listened to predominantly my parents' music because I was growing up, and obviously pop music that you saw on the on Top of the Pops and things like that. But as I got older, kind of hip-hop happened, and I suppose it's the first time I got to experience a musical genre from its birth. And it was exciting and it was new, and I heard punk, but I was too young to get involved. But I liked the the DIY and the ethos around it. And I feel like early hip hop kind of had that same punk vibe to me. I suppose through hip hop, I listened to samples. You get to learn the samples and then you learn where the songs, the actual original songs. And so then, you know, your musical knowledge, you just get a bit hungry. And you just, you know, it's like...
Samples make me very hungry.
Yeah, they make you hungry and you just want to, like, find out more and more and more. And then I suppose I also got to experience Acid House, if that's what you want to call it, but that kind of scene that happened in the UK. I suppose a lot of the music I listened to, you kind of look towards America, but then there was also lots of music that was being made in the UK and other parts of the world as well. Like I was saying, growing up in a multicultural city, you know, with so many new migrants from so many different places, you know, you got to listen to African music because there was a big African community, and lots of Indian music because there was a big Indian and Pakistani community. All those different people and all those different cultures that I have encountered kind of have informed the type of music I listen to. And I listen to everything. I think there's only two types of music, good or bad. And what can be good to you could be bad to me, and vice versa. You know, it just has to move me. So I think the first one I picked was just reminds me of being at home as a kid and my parents having parties or going to a family member's party or someone that I thought was a family member until I was older, because, you know, when your parents migrate to another place and they're all from different islands, everyone's auntie, and when you're a kid you just assume that you are biological. It's not till you, and you have heaps and heaps of cousins, and it's not till you get older that you realise, you are my auntie, but you're not actually my auntie.
You know,
we're family, you know, we're logical family, but we're not biological family. But this song reminds me of a time where your parents would, like, they might be a little bit merry, a little bit drunk, and they put this on and they dance and they try and get you up to dance with them.
Yeah.
And I really love this song, and it's called Sugar Boom Boom by a Calypso artist called Lord Kitchener.
Okay.
Who I think was from Trinidad. And do you want to hear it?
Darling, I don't want to lose you.
One, I think I'm always attracted to bass because a lot of, you know, music from the culture that I grew up in is bass orientated, whether it be, you know, reggae or soul or dub or jungle or whatever, house or, you know, it's, I don't know, there's something about the bass that kind of informs the bottom half of your body. I don't know, it's just, it's kind of like, you know, I just remember years ago, the mother of my children, we went to Grenada where my dad's from, and dad flew out from England and met us there. And when we got off the plane, there were like seven dudes with steel pan drums playing them as we came down the stairs. And there's something about that sound that I just love as an instrument, but there's something about the way I envisage it makes you move or makes you walk.
Interesting. So do you feel like hip hop kind of seeded your relationship to like dance and disco? Then through like finding out those samples.
Yeah, it did. But also I had an older brother who was 7 years older than me. So he, you know, he would go out on the weekends, and also there was, you know, heaps of pirate radio. So I'd hear disco and soul, but, you know, I wasn't old enough to like go out and experience what he was experiencing. Although that stuff, everything always comes back around. Mm. So, you know, I got to enjoy it and it's in another incarnation when people rediscover stuff. But yeah, definitely hip hop had a huge influence on the kind of delving into like soul and jazz and funk. And, you know, there was that, you know, when I think about the early kind of rappers and they all sample James Brown to like, you know, I remember like when I was of age and I could start going out, James Brown was, you know, you go to a party and that something my parents probably danced to was like, had come back around because of its association with hip hop.
Aha, Suzuki no be jinjang, Jetiri no be lukenga. You know me, another pretender from start of the week to the weekend. Another eye for corner, footwork like Pogba. If you get the mic, don't turn to me. I want to get a yacht, don't like that. Sheep don't run with lion, snake don't swing with monkey. I can't talk for too long, got too much gold to try on. Sheep don't run with lion, snake don't swing with monkey. I can't talk for too long, got too much gold to try on.
Jealousy, don't you jealous me? That's that jealousy, don't you jealous me? That's that jealousy. You jealous me, that's that jealousy, don't you come for me, Baku, Minu, Yenko, Avan, Baku, Minu, Yenko, Avan, Baku, Minu, Yenko, Avan, Baku, Minu, Yenko, Avan.
Oh, oh, Dogu, I beg me then talk, we go give them the action.
Sheep don't run with lion, snake don't swing with monkey. I can't talk for too long, got too much gold to try on. Sheep don't run with lion, snake don't swing with monkey. I can't talk for too long.
jealous me. That's that jealousy. Don't you jealous me. That's that jealousy. Don't you come for me. Baku, Minu, Genko, Avan. Baku, Minu, Genko, Avan. Baku, Minu, Genko, Avan. Baku, Minu, Genko, Avan.
Do you know what? I think growing up, for me, all my favourite nights I've ever had as a young person, and I still feel young, to now, it's when I go out and I get to go on a journey and it's not just someone playing the one kind of music for the whole set or the whole evening. And, like, you know, the fact that you could go out and the DJ might play some hip-hop but then transition it into some funk or some soul or whatever, you know, is they're kind of my favourite kind of... DJs, I suppose.
Yeah. And how did you, like, how did your, because you're a DJ.
Well,
I DJ
a little bit, not that much. I like the idea of sharing music, and but I prefer to be on the dance floor than behind the decks. But I've enjoyed doing things like the Hope Street Radio. That's a really nice way to put music together. And
yeah,
I think my favourite time to play music is at a kick-on.
Yes.
It's actually my favourite time.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think you would have this relationship with music today if your parents hadn't been so deeply into music and you hadn't been surrounded by all of those records? Do you think you would have sought it out, or it would have been different today?
That's a hard one. I think there were enough people around me. You know, I grew up in a time or a culture where there was maybe two or three sound systems on the estate that I grew up on, so there were always guys building speaker boxes, you know, or testing them out, so there was always sound coming from somewhere. And I feel that there was enough in my peripheral and around that it's kind of like, it's in my DNA, I think.
And the pirate radio, I've heard a lot about that because my parents are from South Africa, and so they had pirate radio as well. Yeah. What was it like in the UK?
It was really good. There was a time, I suppose, for me, the pirate radio stations in the 80s, they were like, I suppose they existed because the type of music that they played wasn't played on, you know, regular radio. And, I mean, the term dance music is, I always find quite weird because you can dance to anything, but you know, you'd have a radio station that would play, you know, everything from soul to reggae to hip hop to jazz to boogie to whatever. And as it got towards the weekend, I always felt like, even though I wasn't old enough to go out, they were playing for people that they were almost playing as if they were playing at a party. So if you were parents at home or a young family that didn't get to go out, you could have a night in and just have the radio going. And you got to hear stuff that, you know, independent labels put out. And I suppose over the years, some of those stations became legal. And then I think in the 90s, there was another kind of wave of stations, and they, you know, whatever was happening on the underground, if that's what you want to call it, would be the kind of music that got played. So, you know, early jungle, you'd never hear it on regular radio. You would now, because things like BBC Radio kind of realised that there was a, you know, an audience for, like, music that they normally wouldn't play. And a lot of the stations also told you, they informed you not just about music, but the culture of music, you know, like, where you could go and hear this play, the nights that were on, gigs that were happening. They definitely played a huge part. I mean, I probably started collecting records because of those stations. They tell you the name of the song, what record shop, you know, what independent record shop in which part of town you could go to. So yeah, over this period, I've been listening to a lot of gospel, and I started making this playlist, and I was like, oh God, I sound like I'm super religious, but I'm not at all. But I was like, if I was, and I thought that he was real, this would be like, I'm going to that church. So the next song is the album Kanye did with the Sunday Service Choir, and they do a few covers, and one of the covers is Soul to Souls Back to Life, and I can see how they can reinterpret the words in, you know, in a spiritual way, but it's such a beautiful, beautiful cover of a song that I love anyway, done in this gospel way, and it's, the energy is just like, you put it on in your walk-in, if you're having a shit time, you, like, that song, that their version will turn you around, you know, turn your mood around in a, in an absolute second.
Coming from UK to Melbourne,
When
did you move here?
I moved here, I think 25 years ago.
Yeah.
So about 94, I think it was November 94. I think through music, through going out, gigs, and for me, it's always the way I'm going to find my people, whether that's people who look or sound like me or people who don't. Music's always been, yeah, how I find people when I'm not at home. And I mean home. This is home. I haven't lived in England for a long time. You know, the first time we met when you DJ'd at M Pavilion and you played Sade and, you know, it just, a conversation was struck, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I've listened to that Sade album so many times
since. Yeah, I've listened to a lot over Isolation as well.
I put it on for the first time. Our cafe opened, like, properly for the first time, and I put the album on, and I was like, "We're back, everyone! Sade's on, come in!"
Let's get another song. So, speaking of Sade, people often ask me what's my favourite Sade song, and I don't have a favourite because, you know, it's like saying, what's your favourite song? It changes from second, you know,
Sade
second
to second. Sade is very malleable.
Yeah, definitely. But if I had to pick one, I love Turn My Back on You, because the sound in the background sounds like really slow down early kind of, or the beat kind of Detroit house or techno or whatever, but I just, yeah, but it just sounds like a really slowed down version of it. Thank you.
States, given there's so many different people coming from so many different areas across the world, yeah. Is there a lot of sharing of different cultures within, like, through music?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, you think about all the things, like, that came out of the different cultures, like things like two-tone and, or, you know, youth cultures like skinheads or whatever. You know, the original ones were into, like, Studio One reggae because they, you know, they were working class white kids who lived on the States with working class black kids, and they listened to each other's music.
Yeah.
And, you know, music was always the leveler, you know, especially for the kids. You know, where I grew up, I had a neighbour on that side who was Indian, and they'd been expelled from Uganda because Idi Amin had got to power. Then there were my parents. And then there was an English family next to us who, up until they died, they were always, to me, Auntie Edie and Uncle Ted, and I would spend every Friday at their place, and they would listen to, like, old crooners like Tony Bennett and stuff that probably my parents didn't listen to, so they introduced me to stuff that I otherwise wouldn't have heard. And then, you know, there was an Irish family, and it kind of went down the landing like that. And yeah, the sharing of music and learning from other cultures was, yeah, definitely a big thing, I reckon.
How have you found it recently in the past few weeks? Kind of, I feel like there's been a lot of talk about music as a form of activism and protest. Has that been something you've been engaging with more? Have you always found music has held a point of being political and being a point of activism?
Oh, definitely. I think of, you know, I think there was a playlist I started a while back, and certain artists from, I feel like they're every African-American musician through the 70s had some kind of protest song. Some kind of, and even people that you wouldn't even think of, like Kool and the Gang, you know, The Skin I'm In, or there's everyone's got one. But then there's, you know, there's, you think of all the protest songs about Vietnam and all the other inequalities or injustices in the world, like apartheid in South Africa, there's always been protest songs. And yeah, have I been listening to them more? I don't know. I've, on the way here, I've been listening to a second playlist that I put together for Hope Street, and it was during, so it was a while back. I started it after I finished the first one. So the first one's kind of a bit, starts off maybe a bit angry, or you know, it's just, I suppose that's the headspace I was in, and then kind of changes, whereas this one's a lot more uplifting. But I was listening to it as I was on my way here, and I was like, oh, these all sound like, and if I listen to the lyrics, these are all kind of some form of a protest song, you know? I don't know if that was intentional, or if it's just, that it just kind of fits in with where we are in the world at the moment.
Will you save this rhythm, you have a patch? Yellow man, mean it. And you say after me don't mean it, me set it. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Say if you have a paper, you must have a pen. And if you have a start, you must have a end. Say 5 + 5, it equal to 10. And if you have good, you put them in a pen. And if you have a rooster, you must have a hen. Now, zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Jump for happiness and jump for joy. You know fi call yellow man no boy. Lady and they used to take fi tire. Brave like Lord him call him child. You know fi call yellow man no boy. You know fi call John John no boy. You know fi take iron knife fi boy. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Watch it. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Catch it. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Car 00119. Kyle man make you feel so fine. Me chat on me lyric, me chat them in a rhyme. Me not eat like me full up a rhyme. Kyle man him not commit no crime. Car zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Hey, kushum pen, kushushushum pen. Hey, kushum pen, kushushushum pen. Say if you have a start, you must have a end. Say if you have a paper, you pass me the pen. But tell you yellow man, I'm too much girlfriend. Can't offer the matter, but me not have no girlfriend. You a idiot boy, me have a 110. Say all of them, them have yellow children. All of them, them have yellow children. Some live a Kingston, and don't have me a pen. None of them ask me, oh, me have enough girlfriend too. Arguments, I have enough arguments, Lord. Arguments, I have enough arguments. Me enter in the house of parliament. Prime Minister and his wife have to keep silent. A true yellow man, a chat intelligent. They put me in the court, the judge say you're innocent too. Arguments, I have enough arguments. Sanja should have been my girlfriend, hey. Lady Anne should have been my girlfriend, maker. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen, hey. You know fi jump fi happy or joy. You know fi call yellow man no boy. Nobody take John Joff fi toy. Me brother Lord them call him you right. Zungo zungo go zungo zen. Watch it. Zungo zungo go zungo zen. You leg of violence, you smoke I shen. You ding it violence, you go down silent. But tell your yellow man come fi tell them again. You live a Kingston or you live a me a pen. Say if you have a rooster, you must have a hen. And if you have a star, you must have a hen. But watch yellow man come fi rock them again, Lord. Zungo.
watch it. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Hey, jumpy happiness, a jumpy joy. You know fi take yellow man fi boy. You know fi take yellow man fi tie. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Watch it. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Hey, kushung peng, kushushushung peng. But tell you yellow voice, it sound like FM. The other rest of voice sound like AM. But tell you yellow man come fi rock them again. You could a live a Kingston, more be a me a pen car. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Hey, zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Hey, no fi call yellow man, no boy. You fi jump fi happiness and jump fi joy. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Ka yellow man have no girlfriend. Ka watch a mommy come fi tell them again. Ka yellow man come fi mash them again, Lord.
How Can I Leave by Dennis Brown. So I suppose he was a reggae artist that we listened to a lot when I was growing up, and his career spans over like years. And I think it was my 18th birthday, a friend bought me tickets to see him and Gregory Isaacs, who's another reggae artist that I really, really, really like. And it was at the Brixton Academy, and we drank heat before we went, and I remember them coming on stage, but I also remember vomiting in a toilet.
Cool.
For a long time. And so I feel like I didn't get the best out of that gig as I could have.
It's a bad association.
Yeah. But luckily I got to see him again, and finally enjoyed it. But yeah, this song just reminds me of a certain time. And I suppose, like lots of music, it kind of, you know, it jogs your memory and reminds you of like different times. And I just really, really love it as a song.
Promise you won't leave me. Promise you won't hurt me. Promise you won't ever make me blue. If you ever leave me, if you should deserve me, baby, I don't know just what I'd do. I don't know just what I'd do. I really don't know.
to a lot of stuff that I find uplifting because it has been such a tense and weird time, and because I travel to the, you know, out of Melbourne and back into Melbourne once a week, it's kind of, I don't know, just when you're leaving the city and you've got something uplifting on when you're going to the country, it just kind of, I don't know, I find it, it makes me feel good, you know?
Yeah.
So it's Soulfly Part 2 with Ellie Escobar remix and Fiddler. And it's just beautiful, such a beautiful, beautiful song. It's one of those ones that's like, is it gonna go there, and then it goes there, and then it comes back, and it's like
tease.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Such a huge thank you to Paulie for providing this incredible playlist and such a wonderful conversation. I will post the full track list alongside where you can find some of his mixes on Hope Street so you can keep hearing the glorious beats he selects. We're gonna go out with one last track he picked. This one's by DJ Malvado. It's called Tashuna. Huge thank you to everyone for listening. My name is Baby Zan, and I'll be back next week.
Everywhere.